Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Governor Cuomo says New York City school districts missed the deadline for submitting their plans to reopen schools this fall, but he says he will make a decision on what will happen this coming week.
The school districts were supposed to put in their plans yesterday on alternatives on how they would reopen. We're going to watch the overall infection rate before we make a decision. I'm going to make a decision this week, an initial decision, if at this point, schools should plan on reopening, and then we'll watch to see what happens with the infection rate.
Now, Mayor de Blasio did announce the city's plan for reopening schools and health protocols, but the districts themselves were also supposed to submit individual plans. Governor Cuomo says all parents across the state are concerned. About reopening plans, and he says the dialogue will continue. Now, when it comes to the COVID infection rate in New York State, Cuomo says more than 82,000 tests were conducted on Friday, and we did have 753 new cases, which is the highest rate in a single day in a while, but there is no reason to panic. 0.91% is still below an alarming infection rate, which means the virus is still rapidly spreading. Governor Cuomo is urging residents to remain distant, wear masks, and not attend crowded gatherings. Now, speaking of masks, police are still searching for the suspect who attacked a woman who asked her to put a mask on inside a Staples store in New Jersey. Our Krista Kalishian reports.
54-year-old Margot Kagan is recovering from a broken tibia after being attacked with her own cane, she tells CBS2.
And I said, you really should put on your mask. She proceeded to curse at me.
Like in all indoor stores in New Jersey, masks are required at the Hackensack Staples where Kagan was. She asked an unmasked woman if she could put a mask on, as she's a high-risk patient recovering from her liver transplant surgery. The woman proceeded to attack her with her own cane, and surveillance footage shows her being slammed to the ground.
It's really actually quite painful.
Krista Kalishian, WCBS News Radio 880.
And we have surveillance video of the attack on our website at WCBS880.com. A GoFundMe page has been created for Kagan as of this morning. It's raised over $1,200. Governor Murphy, very concerned about a surge in coronavirus infections across New Jersey. 11 new deaths have been reported, along with 393 new cases, which means the rate of COVID spread is growing. The rate of transmission is now at 1.44. That's above the benchmark goal of 1. That's the highest since April, and Murphy says it needs to come down. Yesterday, he threatened to roll back reopening measures, but that is not happening just yet. Murphy says people need to stop gathering in large groups, and large parties are especially banned. On Long Island, Hempstead beaches are now closed for swimming until further notice. That's because 14 sharks have been spotted in the waters just over a week. Here's Hempstead Town Supervisor Don Calvin.
To think of this scenario, we were in the middle of a pandemic. We're in the middle of a heat wave. We have a capacity limitation at the beaches. And now with sharks, we're trying to take any safeguards we can.
A new Shark Patrol lifeguard team is now making the rounds at the beaches. Nassau County has also enhanced helicopter patrols to keep an eye out for sharks in the waters. And if COVID and sharks isn't enough for the tri-state, forecasters say Tropical Storm Isaias may be threatening New York, especially the Long Island coast. Coast Guard is urging the commercial and recreational maritime community across the tri-state to practice hurricane preparedness just in case. AccuWeather is forecasting Isaias to potentially impact the tri-state area as a tropical storm on Tuesday. And the forecast now, here is meteorologist Daniel Niddle.
We'll have sunshine mixed with some clouds for this afternoon, going up to a high of 88. It'll feel like the lower 90s, though, factoring in the humidity. Tonight, mostly cloudy and sticky, low 74. More clouds than sun for tomorrow. Very warm and humid with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm around, high 87. Times of clouds and sun for Monday, 86. We'll likely have some rain in the area Monday night. For Tuesday, some rain and wind arise from what is expected to be tropical storm Isaias, and some flooding will be possible. The exact amount of rain and wind, though, certainly dependent upon the exact track of that system on Tuesday, high 78. Still a shower or thunderstorm around for Wednesday, 84.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880, or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.